Okay, I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. President is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. We have a 2 o'clock agenda item, and it's the fiscal year 2026 budget workshop for the prosecutor's office. Wow. Numbers and a prosecutor in the same room at the same time. This is gonna be exciting.
We can't wait.
All right.
Okay, so we.
What do you want me to do here, the clerk? The record clerk is missing.
The clerk isn't even here. Okay, so we are deferring till next session on the A budget portion.
Okay.
We are, essentially it's placeholders at this point. We are going to be doing some moving around, but we're pretty committed. What we'll bring you will be, that total will not be over what it is right now. That's where we're, what we're gonna do. So the total's not gonna go up. We're not gonna have an increased request for our A budget. On the B budget side, and we're gonna come to you, we have been working on it. We will come to you with facts, data, as to why we're making certain adjustments, where we're making them. And we are confident we're gonna be able to give back a few positions and pay for the needed market adjustments in that, in those areas with those, basically a leaner office. And so we'll be leaner and stronger, but we're confident we can do that in a budget neutral manner. On the B budget side, we're pretty confident our numbers are mostly gonna correct now. We've made a number of changes. And Aaron, you wanna talk about that?
Again, Chairman and members of the board, and certainly the controller's office has been patiently as we continue to provide them numbers. One of the things that Mr. Boyd's goal was to really scour the B budget for the last few years and make sure that we're not overspending or incorrectly identifying funds that are revenue or expenses that are coming in and out, and to be very accurate. Obviously, he hasn't had the benefit of multiple years of running it himself, so we're relying somewhat upon past figures. But one of the main changes, two main changes that were really increases in the overall B budget, primarily was expert witness fees. As the board knows, not just with Dalrymple previously, but overall, the nature of a well-funded public defense, hiring experts is a response by the prosecutor's office to also hire and retain experts. The state lab can only do so much. And to challenge some of these other cases, we've had to bring in some of those experts ourselves. So in recognition of that, you'll notice the expert witness fees have actually doubled to $40,000 from this year's previous $20,000. Currently, the prosecutor's office in the first, what is it now, 7-8 months now of prosecution has expended 66%, so we're still pretty close to that. As cases become more litigious, we tried to reduce airfare but increase hotel, ultimately kind of trying to adjust these expert fees to be accurate. That comes out to about a $19,000 increase in the, if you'll notice, the line items for doctors, professional services, expert fees going all the way down there. But we want to keep that as something that we can maintain a effective jury trial prosecution standard and meet the goals of prosecuting and convicting people who have committed crimes. So expert fees used to kind of just be almost drug cases, and the state lab could even do some DNA and some blood spatter and splatter. We're having to really see that that's being farmed out now to more direct experts that are in those fields to respond and challenge and make sure we've got those. The remaining stuff is kind of, we've tried to, in an effort to increase those main line items, find cost savings elsewhere so that we come in as close to this year's B budget as possible. The other main expense that you will see is under computers. And that's down in the total 57 expenses, up on total 55. the software is $250,000, as you're aware, based on the previous contract negotiations. There's about $177,000 this year going to Carpel, which is a one-time fee in the setup. In the next fiscal year, we will begin the annual cost of that. Currently, it's $217,000. However, that's for 102 gigabytes of data. We may have more than that. If we do, then we're going to need to purchase additional data. We're working with IT to secure as much of that as we can locally, but if we have to transfer over more, we've put an extra $32,000 for 100 gigabytes of data. That's actually a cost savings. If you purchased it at 10 gigabytes, you'd actually wind up exceeding that $32,000. That is an annual fee that can be set and will stay stable. Mr. Boyd and his negotiations with PBK and Carpel, we're sure to, not only if we're going into a longer term contract, but maintain that that doesn't go up every single year. So that is a set amount for at least the next 4 years, as I recall, with Carpel. I think it was 4 years. That is an increased expenditure. One of the things then, we tried to recapture some funds elsewhere. For example, Westlaw had previously had $60,000. We pay $36.75 a month now. That contract is due in August, and there's a 3% increase every fiscal year. So the reality is that expenditure is closer to the $40,000 that we budgeted for. I think we budgeted $42,000. So we're changing some of those around to make it reflective of numbers that we can rely upon for expenses. Also, we had $105,000 in computers this year. In meeting with Greg over the year, but also Ms. Pendle, the amount that she actually requested for fiscal year 2025 was about $40,000 to replace the computers this year. And so we're actually in the process of replacing the 2025 computers. The 2026 that needs to replace is actually about $30,000. We've already secured that amount from her. So we've made that line item more reflective of what the actual recommendation from IT is to replace the older desktops and laptops that we have every year. So that's why you see that large drop in that amount. I think that's been a budget item that's just kind of retained its amount. So we're wanting to be good stewards of the public funds, but at the same time, Mr. Boyd needs the flexibility to be able to aggressively pursue and prosecute crimes that make this community safer overall. In fiscal year 2025, the fiscal year budget was $1,311,004. Fiscal year 2026, the proposed budget is $1,308,821, for a reduction in $183. There's two things that also have been reflected in this is, for the last few years, we have put in, I look skeptical. is that the number you're seeing, Emily?
It's a little different, but you're fine.
Okay, this is just what I'm running out of PowerPoint. Anyway, for the last couple of years for civil forfeitures, we put in $30,000. We have collected on average $7,000. There have been a couple of years that we had $19,000 and $13,000. However, that is a revenue, and then we put it in the expenses. So we've reduced that down to $10,000 to be a little more accurate at what we feel we take in during civil forfeitures. I'm sure the board's familiar. Civil forfeiture funds come from a percentage of the monies collected by the prosecutor's office in pursuing and assisting law enforcement seizure of cash and vehicles associated with the sale of controlled substances. The other number that we've come across is $4,250, which remained in what line item is a sequential intercept model, also known as SIM. Best we can track down is there was a $10,000 grant quite a few years ago, or 3 years ago, to the Kenyon County Prosecutor's Office to do training and preparation for a sequential intercept model, which is in essence getting people out of court system and into treatment sooner than post-sentencing. That those funds have been spent down but haven't been used. PA Boyd has addressed that and is intending to return that remaining amount to St. Luke's, which is the group that gave that grant over, because there's nothing more we can really do with that grant. So that will be, there was a $4,250 figure that's been reduced out of that to zero.
No, I think that covers it, Aaron. Is there any questions about that?
It's not.
I guess I forgot. The only other increase that's a significant amount is about $1,500 to office supplies. That's $6,500, which seems very low for an office of 91 people. And obviously, office supplies has increased. As of right now, we've already spent almost the entire amount. On today's date, we're at $5,894 of the $5,700. So we raised that to $7,500 to hopefully give that line item a little more accuracy, not overspend every year.
Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
On the office supplies, what kind of office supplies are you ordering just for that increase to be there? I'm just kind of curious.
Gosh, we're ordering notebooks. We've got Kleenex. We've got pens.
Anything electronic, I should say.
Oh, no. It's all
just
stuff that the attorneys would use, like.
Because my point with that is, Mr. Chair, is there some office departments don't realize that we actually buy that stuff in bulk at the print shop for like USB drives, CDs, DVDs, any media type. So if you need that, we do buy in bulk to get that cost discount. So if you need it, print shop's got it in stock.
Yeah, we can go in. I think I've bought. Different things.
Through the checkout
process.
Perfect. Yeah. Thank you. And we're going to be transferring, I think, or transitioning, I should say, from the days of using CDs in court to using USBs. So we're really upgrading, you know. So that's actually a really good thing for us to know.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I don't know who this is for, but small office equipment near the bottom of the B budget was overspent in 23, overspent in 24, and then you guys have the same 7,500 in there. I don't know where we're at actuals right now, if they're on pace to go over again.
Currently, Commissioner, we're at $4,957, so 66%, so we're right on track. That was ordering, I believe, a bunch of new chairs this year to kind of replace the previous ones, and then replacing some of the, I think, desks and materials. But I don't know, Melinda can maybe address why that was.
Yeah, the small office equipment is more like what Greg just referred to. That's the line item I would use for that. A mouse, screens, new screen, you know, things like that. But the small office furniture line is what we use for any furniture that we purchase. And I just made a purchase of like $1,000 to buy some chairs for civil. But small office equipment is more for monitors, for printers, speakers, things like that is what I use that line item for.
Is that where we want to be spending putting these items?
Is that where you would like for that?
Elsewhere?
That's what I usually spend out of that line item.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, on that, typically the standard across the county, any electronics, scanners, printers, small office equipment itself would go in small office.
Yeah, that's usually what I spend it
on. And on the office furniture, we're coming down by a couple $1,000, but we've been routinely within that. It kind of makes sense. And if you go into the civil conference room, you will witness the beauty that is chairs that are not completely falling apart and threadbare. So it's.
Yeah, I was just curious what was actually purchased with that money, considering those chairs still exist up there.
They're no longer there.
Oh.
Mr. Brooks.
The shitting chair is no longer there.
I'm very sorry to inform you. I'm sure you're all.
It looked like it had leprosy.
That was the only way I could bend up in your office.
Well, you're welcome anytime.
Okay, all right.
Now,
can you address the capital construction number?
I think we talked about this. You want to remind me?
I believe Mr. Britton put in $13,500 into his budget for the prosecutor's office construction. I think that's related to possibly some tables being redone in the conference room that now, right now, has temporary tables and chairs to make it a little more professional, a little more suited. Utilizes training for prosecutors and for law enforcement, and I believe he's also doing some possible remodel around the civil department to provide support staff with a little more secure and private desk areas, as well as giving a little more space within that area for improvements.
Chairman.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think that exact number was 13,600, not 13,100, but yes.
Chairman, I have a question. Is this the larger area? You had a copier, you had maybe the ability to expand the number of offices in that. Is this the remodel area?
No, it already took place.
Okay.
Probably a year, like short, I think probably within a year before we came.
Okay.
This one is actually just expanding. You could probably explain it better than what we're doing in civil.
Yeah, love to. So we have a hallway going through the back end of civil that's kind of really unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a good idea overall, but for the civil people, they don't need to access the other side. And so we're going to wall off that side, and that'll give an extra six square feet or so. Or 6 feet. Yeah, 6 square feet about, which is enough for an entire additional person to be working in that on the PAC side of things. So we're going to have they currently have the smallest cubicles probably in the county. They're very, very small. They're going to have normal size cubicles after this. So it's really exciting for them. They'll live their lives in cubicles that are regular size instead of extra small. So they're framing in a wall. It's a 7 foot wall. I was wrong with six. They're going to add some storage cabinetry near the, on that far end where they have in that far corner near the civil area, there's some mechanics area, and it's just not being utilized appropriately. We have really some pretty extensive storage needs, and so they're going to put in some storage cabinetry back there, which we're pretty excited about. That'll help use the space. As you know, we're kind of bursting at the seams in terms of we need, our needs are bigger than our space, so this is a way for us to maximize that.
One of the other things that Mr. Boyd is doing is one of the offices being all the file cabinets and boxes are being taken out, and they're going to utilize and set that up as a trial office. So if somebody's got a fairly lengthy trial, they can go in there, put all their equipment in, put all their diagrams, drawings, all this stuff, and they don't have to, one, it'll be secure, won't be where everybody can see it, and doesn't have to be taken in and out every day so that people can come access that and do jury trial prep. Normally it was either in the library or the conference room, which didn't work real well if you had to take it down each time. So we're trying to find and utilize every nook and cranny that we can in the office.
We also have a very exciting change, I think, in terms of the COVID-19, $117. we were just going to ask that we reclassify that as Zoom, essentially, because that's all the money that's being spent.
It's for.
Originally for COVID-19, I think at this point it's a consistent expense. We just need $120 for that.
What line item is that?
It's the COVID-19.
It's the COVID-19. It's 554100, and it's said COVID-19. It just needs to be reclassified, I think, as Zoom, or we don't have to call it Zoom. I guess we could call it
service contracts.
Service contract. That does allow the process. The reason we have a separate account is that allows us to set up conferences easier on video, and it doesn't restrict us to the free 20 minutes. So if you have a victim call especially, or can try and work with them and zoom them into hearings, they don't get booted out. It's pretty necessary to have, and it's only $14.99 a month, I think.
Mr. Chair, I would definitely keep it in there because the court's mandated Zoom is their official platform for video conferencing and using it as the video and AV. So I would up that a little bit if you even wanted to. Because you might need to add a few more licenses to that around the courts as you expand.
That's a great point.
Mm-hmm.
We'll look at that, and that's a good comment. Thank you. We're going to look at that for next time. The other, I don't know if there's any other questions in terms of
the B budget before I move on. Nope. Okay. The other, we don't anticipate a whole lot of changes on the revenue side. The one change that we do, we're in negotiations with the city of Nampa. We do anticipate that to rise by some amount. We've asked for $900,000 for that one. I think that's what they're going to end up reasonably close to that, or they should. Or it could be zero.
Chairman.
We just don't know.
Chairman, and the information that you're using for that, because I think it will be interest for everybody that's struggling for tax dollars, but is the rubric or is the way that you got to that, is that available for the public?
I think it could be. We haven't put it out with this. We're in the middle of contract negotiations, mm-hmm. trying to push one way or another here. But they're just our estimates on the cost of a replacement, as well as the cost of the cost of the value of services that we actually provide, which are different, of course. We all pretty much agree. I say we all. I'm talking about everyone involved in the process, from the court side to the Nampa Police Department to the mayor's office themselves. We're pretty clear that four attorneys is what's required to run that contract. Four attorneys, and four attorneys means, generally speaking, in this business, four staff, and that's a pretty easy. Those are pretty easy numbers to get. We can show you those calculations if you'd like, but it's about $1 million is about what it would have cost to replace the contract.
Right.
Of course, we have some efficiencies of scale because we have people that have to sit in court anyway. So if you're already sitting in court, it's not going to cost the county anymore to handle a few extra cases here and there. So that's the general gist of the idea.
Right. And just a comment, Chairman, those contracts, I think, have a clause in there to be reviewed annually. There's an automatic renewal each year, but for actual cost calculations, I don't remember reviewing those except maybe back in about 2020 when the last one was brought. So,
Commissioner, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Van Beek, I think that's an excellent point. That's something that certainly we have noted, as has the new city attorney for Nampa, and we all are in general agreement that probably wasn't appropriate and should be reviewed annually. So. Yeah. Our new contract, which I think Mr. Bazzoli's already been working on, it will comply with the law, and we will be reviewing it annually, so you'll see it going forward.
Thank you.
If it decides to do.
And what I heard you say is that you're looking at what it actually costs to provide the service and quality, and you're receiving good feedback on what's happening with prosecution for Nampa. So I think that's notable, but also that the people, this is standard across the board for this board, that the people incurring the cost should pay for the cost. So, thank you.
I couldn't agree more.
Thank you.
I don't anticipate any other changes, I think, and you can, as you view the other revenues, I don't think that we have any other changes, I should say.
Chairman, can I ask another question?
Controller has a question too.
Okay.
Controller?
On that note, I just wanted to point out we are going to work on switching the SALSA revenue to the actual line item for the SALSA, because it's been separated where the revenue's been in the PA and then the expenditure has been in the SALSA line, its own fund. So we're working on right now moving that to where the revenue line is in the SALSA fund, so that way it's all tracked together.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and that was something that I think brought up a couple months ago. So we're working on doing that now. So that'll be a change in your budget where that revenue will then be under SALSA.
Is that new in bookkeeping?
Sure. So how are we tracking the SALSA funds? I know this came up as far as the contribution.
We've been tracking this at a separate document to see where the fund balance is for that.
That's staying current?
Yes.
Okay.
Chairman, I have another question, because it's not just the Nampa prosecution information that you've provided. It's also Caldwell, and then you the Canyon County Prosecutor's Office services, they have contracts with all the cities in Canyon County. So are you also evaluating costs for those services with the other cities, or are those staying pretty standard?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Van Beek, thank you for the question. I think that that's on the horizon, but it has not been done yet. And the reason I say that is we, as you know, we've just gone through a transition,
mm-hmm.
working as actively and as quickly as we can.
Mm-hmm.
We considered the NAMPA contract so carefully because they requested it.
Okay.
I think that the other ones will, of course, I'm sure by next year we'll be able to do that. We have a lot to get to. And when I look at the numbers just on their faces,
mm-hmm.
I think of just the, how do I put it this? The proportion of cases that they we handle, and you think of the misdemeanor, if I'm just estimating off of the top of my head, the number of misdemeanor cases that we handle, or the proportion that we handle, I would say it's around a quarter of the misdemeanor cases that we handle are Caldwell cities, and so it's a much lower proportion than NAMPA's, where I would say it's more than half.
Okay.
So if you think about it in those terms and then you look at those numbers, they don't appear to be crazy out of whack.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that we might defer that evaluation to the point that we have some time to do.
Right. And what I heard you say is that the impetus, the driving force behind reevaluating the NAMPA contract numbers was initiated by the city of NAMPA.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right. Anything else? Guess we'll be looking forward to the eighth part of the.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the time.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks for moving those budget numbers around to be more truly reflective of what's happening.
Well, special thanks to Aaron, who spent a lot of time on it, and Ingrid.
Yeah.
And Melinda.
Oh, yeah, Melinda did something too.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
She probably did all of it.
Chairman, it's really nice to have everyone here and the great budget presentation. Thank you for, you have experience with this in a different county and presenting budget to commissioners as a prosecutor. So I appreciate the clarity and the detailed information that you've brought with you.
The only nuance I would say is that by the time that you come back for the A portion, it'd be really nice to have NAMPA's answer completed. So you might pass that on, that the board needs that sooner than later.
I could do that. You bet. Thank you.
All right. Anything else?
I don't have anything. Thank
There's
you.
There's none. I'd make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. We are adjourned. Thank you.